To Umma and Daddy, whose stories I treasure, and to my grandmothers, who I hope are proud of me. Introduction. Slurping. Cautious, but unapologetic. My father sips a spoonful of the still bubbling doenjangjjigae from the worn tteokbaegi, sitting not quite at the center of the table. Dinner always begins with the clink of my father's steel chopsticks against a small porcelain plate of banchan, maybe some pickled mung beans or a saddle of kimchi. My brother and I knock our spoons against the side of our ceramic bowls, which are filled with pearly mounds of rice. My mother plucks a single mung bean from the same small plate my father started with, the silvery chimes of her chopsticks floating toward our low kitchen ceiling. I can hear the patter of Halmoni's bare feet as she paces from the stove to the kitchen table and loads our papsang with a basket of fresh gennip chilies and squash from the backyard garden, each a different shade of green, a plate bearing a whole roasted fish, and a pitcher of dark amber, ice-cold corn tea. The worn ellipse-shaped table we all sit around bears crayon graffiti and wads of gum on its underside, but boasts a colorful assortment of more than a dozen banchan. My spoon and chopsticks remain untouched. Nothing tempts me. Not the doenjangjjigae, the chilies I'd picked for Halmoni that morning, or the mung beans my parents favored. This is not what they eat on TV or what the kids at school eat with their families. Why couldn't Halmoni just make spaghetti once in a while? With a grimace, Halmoni seats herself next to me, finally resting her stiff joints. She reaches for a gennip so dark it looks almost blue and places it in her open palm. She dabs a pea-sized bit of samjang into its heart with the tips of her chopsticks. She adds a spoonful of rice before wrapping it up like a small gift she then brings to her mouth. She turns to me, her mouth still agape while she feeds herself and gives me an inquiring look as if asking, "Why aren't you eating?" While chewing, she spreads another large gennip, so big it extends past her long fingers. Once more, she deposits a bit of samjang right in the center, adds a spoonful of still steaming rice and smoothly wraps the gennip into a neat green bundle, but this time presses it toward my mouth. I part my lips. The clinks and scrapes and chews and slurps continue for a quarter of an hour, maybe 20 minutes. The mole on Halmoni's chin seems to pulse as she chews another gennip wrap. My mother's pale, angular face remains expressionless, preoccupied, as she brings another spoon of rice to her thin lips. My father closes his eyes as he continues to eat, while my little brother's cheeks are barely visible behind his bowl. There was predictability in our family's reunion at the end of each day. There was also the serenity that attends the sounds of sustenance. As children of war, scarcity and hunger were embedded in my parents' bones long before I began to complain about our lack of McDonald's at the dinner table. As a result, talking was discouraged during mealtime. Eating was a serious business that demanded undivided attention. I don't remember any pleasantries like, "What happened at school today?" or "How was work, honey?" We didn't spill our guts during dinner. We filled them. Sometimes I would help Halmoni prepare the banchan for dinner. We'd sit on the floor of our foyer with Daddy's day-old Korean newspapers spread out and a mountain of raw mung beans between us. The tails of the sprouts created the appearance of a tangle of blonde hair against the black and white print as Halmoni's silver tooth caught rays of sunlight streaming through the screen door. Once, she shyly counted out the beans we were trimming in Japanese. Ichi, ni, san, shi. I started copying her. Ichi, ni, san, shi. She counted to 10, stopped abruptly, and admonished me severely. It's not good to speak Japanese. It's dangerous to speak Japanese. And this is how I learned for the first time that there are secrets buried in our family story. Ones that Halmoni thought were too dangerous to say out loud. I wouldn't know this for years yet, but both my parents were born in North Korea, though it was simply the northern region of Korea when they were born. My paternal grandfather had settled in the north as a teenager, after running away from home.